David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 365.
Is that my alarm? Yawn. Well.
Yawn. Amazing. You could have just yawned. Okay. Fair
How do I yawn?
Very good.
Right, ready? Oh, I hate the mornings. Actually, no I don't, because David's Daily Digital Dollop wakes me up. What a hoot it's going to be.
Excellent. Very good, Lucy.
Another final moment on David's Daily Digital Dollop as we say goodbye to my 12-year-old niece, Lucy, with her final David's Daily Digital Dollop jingle. This is the penultimate David's Daily Digital Dollop, but in some ways the last dollop, actually, that I'll be doing like this, because the 366th dollop will be a best of special. So this will be the last time I do one of these dollops, and I thought, therefore, that I should really tell you one final story before we go. We were, over Christmas, went to a children's Christmas party thing. Obviously we brought children, we didn't just go there. Oh, a bit of a laugh, you know, me and the lads, smuggled in some bottles of lager and a bit of a wild time and the soft play. Yeah, it was a sort of one of those sort of soft play things, and there was a disco and stuff, and obviously we had nieces and nephews there. It kind of reminded me, because there was a mobile DJ there, and they were playing the various games, the usual games that you play at these parties, and the same old songs made an appearance in between, you know, your Justin Biebers and your whatever else the kids listen to nowadays. You still had your Black Lace, that kind of thing, I Am the Music Man, all that kind of thing. It was good to see it was still a staple part of kids' party there, even like the YMCA still made an appearance amongst all this new stuff. So it was quite good to see that children haven't been spared that torture that we had when we were kids. But it reminded me of a Christmas party that I attended once when I was 7 or 8 or something. It was a Christmas party for people with various disabilities. So obviously I was invited because I was blind. I was the token blind person there at the Christmas party. There were people with all sorts of different disabilities in the area in Hartlepool. Being from Hartlepool, you could argue is a disability within itself. But so we all attended this Christmas party, and the mobile DJ, I don't think had really prepared for this Christmas party. I don't think he'd either not been warned that it was a party for disabled children, or maybe he didn't really think about it in advance. But it got to the bit where he said, right, now it's time for a few games. Let's have some games, shall we? So how about a game of musical bumps? And when the music stops, all you got to do is sit down. And so one of the volunteers working at the charity had to go up and explain that half the people at the party were already sitting down, being that they were wheelchair bound. Okay, well, that's maybe not the best game to play. How about a game of musical statues? All you got to do, just keep dancing around. And then when the music stops, stand as still as you can. So he plays the music and people are dancing around, and then the music stops, and he sort of goes up to someone and he says, okay, you're moving, my friend. You're wobbling about all over the place, sir. You're not meant to be moving. And so one of the volunteers says, oh, well, he's got a hypermobility syndrome, which means that his joints sort of dislocate and he wobbles around quite a lot. The DJ was like, oh, okay, well, you can stay in then. The weirdest game, like the person who's like jiggling around the most, wobbling all over the place, is still in the game because the mobile DJ doesn't want to get him out. And then the music starts again. Everyone's dancing around. The music stops, and he's sort of having a look around, and then he says, oh dear, someone's just toppled over there. I'm afraid you're out, my friend. One of the volunteers goes, well, he's got dyspraxia. It affects his balance. He sort of just topples over and stuff. Okay. So, that was a disaster. So he's like, okay, well, that doesn't seem to be working. Let's have a bit of music now, shall we? How about a bit of the okie cokie? You put your left leg in, your left leg out. It's like, yeah, well, half the people haven't actually got left legs, but fair enough, DJ. The poor man was getting more and more distressed, and I think in the end just put on a bit more Black Lace. So there you go. That, technically, is the final anecdote on David's Daily Digital Dollop. I mean, it was so good, it might make the best of tomorrow. I'll put it on tomorrow's dollop. So this should technically be the last dollop, in a way, because at the start of the project, I said that I was going to do 365 consecutive daily dollops for every day of the year. But that was before I realised it was a leap year. So this is kind of a bonus one, a one that I wasn't expecting to do. That will be tomorrow's. So I will be back tomorrow with dollop 366, the final David's Daily Digital Dollop. Goodbye.